Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with the very famous and talented and good-looking Ed Marquard, the conductor of the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's. Welcome back to the show, Ed.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us, and nice to be finding out everything we want to know about the orchestra and about you personally as one of, I always call you a Rhode Island treasure.
Well, I'm very appreciative of that.
I mean, most people in the music industry certainly know who you are. You've worked with a majority of them, certainly a legend as far as being the conductor for the Rhode Island Civic Orchestra and Chorale, and a professor at Rhode Island College for over 5 years.
40.
Over 40 years. Well, it's close.
Yeah.
And I've had the privilege of having you on the program many times in the past as you went through the last 20 or so years of that run at the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And past few years, I guess it's been like, what, six now? Six?
We're going to begin our seventh year. Yeah.
Oh, I guess right.
Yeah.
The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's. Show coming up, or a concert next Sunday. See, you get my background coming in when I say show. It's really a concert for you, right?
It's a show. It's a concert. It's a performance. It's a program.
It's showbiz. And that's going to be September 24th, next Sunday. It's entitled The French Connection. It's going to be at 3 p.m. at St. John's Episcopal Church, 191 County Road in Barrington. And there's going to be a lot of great music, and I presume there's going to be a lot of people involved.
We have been very fortunate in that regard, in that every concert that we've done in the last 6 years, minus, of course, the pandemic
right.
years, has been full house. So we're very pleased. We have quite a following, and you know, it makes it a lot more fun to perform and meaningful when there are people to perform for.
Absolutely. And so it's a lot more fun when people clap when you're done.
Yeah, or just show up is good.
Now, the concert itself, when you say show up, that's basically all people have to do, right? Admission is free, according to this little piece of information I'm looking at.
That's exactly right. We do, however, accept donations because, as you and your audience knows, there are expenses involved in this
sort
of thing.
Of course, yeah. So donations are welcome. And if you'd like to go to the website and find out all of the things about it, time and how to donate and things like that, you can go to cobsj.org. And all the information about the concert will be there. Nice picture of Ed there, you know. And if you print it, Ed, will you sign them? People bring them into the show?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
that could be worth some money at some point, if not already.
Probably after I pass on.
Well, let's hope that's not for another 30 or 40 years of doing what you've been doing. But let's talk about the concert itself, The French Connection. Everybody, I'm sure, remembers a movie called The French Connection, but this probably has nothing to do with that.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with that. It's a concert featuring four French composers, all composing either before, shortly after, or around the turn of the century to the 20th century. We begin with Erik Satie, who was sort of a mentor to a group called Les Six, or the Six, among whom were Francis Poulenc, who is one of our composers, and then Claude Debussy, and also Gabriel Fauré. So we're doing pieces by those four composers, and they're all connected in some way to each other as well. For instance, Debussy learned a great deal from Gabriel Fauré I just sort of put this thing together, I think probably in my sleep, but here it is. And
well, that's where the ideas come, right?
I think they're pieces that people will enjoy and probably have heard of some of them. The Satie piece with which we opened the program is rather interesting. It's called Gymnopédie, and it has to do with gymnastics. And Satie was equally a humorist as well as a composer. And these are the slowest pieces you'll ever hear. And so, you know, having his humor, calling something gymnastic, and then having them be very, very slow. And I'm sure that members of your audience or our audience over a certain age, there are two of them, Gymnopédie 1 and number 3. They were orchestrated by Debussy. But number 3 was on the first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album back in the 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? All right, so we're going to listen to these first two tracks together, correct?
Yes. We're also listening to the first movement of Pelléas and Mélisande by Gabriel Fauré.
Okay, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversation show. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with the conductor and the music director of that orchestra. Ed Marquardt is here, and we've been talking about the events that are going to take place on Sunday, September 24th, next Sunday, 3 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church in Barrington, and the concert that is going to be there. And, Ed, you brought quite a bit of music with you in that last segment. We put it all together, so we save time rather than listening to us talk. Right?
That would probably be a very, very good idea.
And we're going to do the same thing this time. So we're going to back up and talk a little bit about what they heard and what they're about to hear.
There is a suite of which we played the first movement called Prelude. It's called Pelléas et Mélisande by Gabriel Fauré, and it was originally entr'actes or incidental music to a play by Maeterlinck. More famous than Fauré's suite for chamber orchestra is, of course, Claude Debussy's great opera, Pelléas et Mélisande. So now we're going to hear the spinning song, or Fileuse, which is the second movement, the Sicilienne, and the Death of Mélisande. So those three movements are coming right up.
All right, we'll listen to those three, then we'll be back with more of the Ed Marquardt Show.
Thank you.
The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquard, the music director of the group. And Ed, we've been talking about the performance next Sunday, which is the main thrust of our conversation, but there's also other things happening with the orchestra. You have a November performance and some next year. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I'd love to. We do four orchestra concerts plus and flanked by two chamber music concerts. So we've already done one of the chamber music concerts, and the last one will then be in June. But in November, we've put together a program called The British Are Coming, and then I cheated, plus an Oxford Symphony by Haydn. And that will feature our concertmaster, Wendy Rios, in Ray Vaughan Williams' wonderful The Lark Ascending. And then February 18th, we're doing a celebration of Black History Month featuring two composers from across the sea, Joseph Bologna, also known as Chevalier de Saint-Georges, and Samuel Coleridge Taylor, an English black composer who is probably most famous for writing a big work for chorus and orchestra called The Song of Hiawatha, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And then the American composer is the great George Walker, who was the first black composer to win the Pulitzer Prize. And we're doing a piece of his called Lyric for Strings, which is wonderful. The last program in April is two iconic symphonies and a Rhode Island delight. And that's sort of a special thing for me. We're doing Charles Ives' Great Symphony Number 3 and Mozart's wonderful Symphony Number 41. But in the middle, we're doing a piece called The William Street Blues by my dear friend who had passed several years ago, Paul Nelson. It's called The William Street Blues because Paul lived on William Street, and across the street from Paul lived Chris Turner, wonderful British actor and harmonica player. Hmm. And so we are doing the William Street Blues featuring Chris as our harmonica soloist. And that's going to be wonderful. Chris is a mainstay of the group Aurea, which is an amalgam of words and music. Wonderful group here in Providence.
Well, we'll have to have you back, obviously, long before that to
talk a little bit more about that.
And then one last performance in June, as you mentioned, chamber concert.
Chamber concert, chamber music.
All right. Well, there you have the Chamber Orchestra of St. John's, of Barrington at St. John's. And if you'd like to get more information, go to the website, cobjs.org. And don't miss this concert coming up next Sunday, 3 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church in Barrington. And Ed, we have quite a bit of music to go out with, so I'll let you kind of give it to us now.
Okay, the next piece that we're going to hear is by Francis Poulenc, who lived from 1899 to 1963 and is well known for his wonderful songs and his sense of humor. He wrote a work called Two Marches and an Intermezzo. For the 1937, it was for a dinner party at the 1937 World's Fair. And so there are three movements of that, two marches with an intermezzo in between. The last is the wonderful Claude Debussy Petite Suite, which was originally for piano duet. There are four movements, In the Boat, Cortege, and we're going to skip one and do the ballet, which is the last movement.
Excellent. Ed, so much music, and I want to thank you for bringing this to our audience. It's a pleasure to see you again.
It's great to see you, Mike, and thank you very much on behalf of my colleagues in the orchestra.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.